Hey everybody, Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching and Destiny Road. And here I am, it's the beginning of a week, sort of, it's a Tuesday. And I am in the process of preparing a script that I'll be using for one of my upcoming radio shows. And by the way, if you want to tune into those radio shows, you can do that by going to ibgr.network. And I broadcast each and every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 Central. They're really good. You don't want to miss out on them. Of course, you go to my podcasts. I've got podcasts on the iTunes, the Bermuda Bob Show, Intentional Growth Coaching. You don't want to miss out on those as well. And I am on Google Play as well. And then, of course, there's my YouTube channel under Robert DiGiacomo. And you can be sure to see so many wonderful videos that I've produced that are going to be sure to spark what you are looking for. And as I say, I was in the process of preparing my script for recording for a radio show that I'll be doing next week. And I came across a story that I want to share with you today. Now, we are in baseball season right now. By the way, it's a scorcher outside. I don't know how hot it is where you are, but it is a scorcher outside. Either that or I've gotten too accustomed to air conditioning. It is what it is. But I've got this great story. It is a baseball story of sorts, but it's going to cause you to listen and make a choice, hopefully. Now, I certainly am urging you to listen to my radio show next week where this will all come together, but what a way to start a week anyway. And I got this story from a good friend and mentor of mine, and it's really a great story. In fact, it reminded me of another guy I know by the name of Nick Vujicic, who is also a friend and mentor of mine. So I'm going to ask you, what would you do? I'm going to ask you to make a choice. Now, don't necessarily look for a punchline. There isn't one. But listen to this anyway. And my question is, sort of my call to action, would you have made the same choice? Would you have made the same choice? So let me tell you a little information here. At a fundraising dinner for a school that serves children with learning disabilities, the father of one of the students delivered a speech that would never be forgotten by all who attended. Now, after extolling the school and its dedicated staff, he offered a question. And the question is, and I quote, "When not interfered with by outside influences, everything nature does is done with perfection," unquote. Yet, my son Shay, and I'm telling this from the father's perspective, by the way, "Yet my son Shay cannot learn things as other children do. He cannot understand things as other children do. So where is the natural order of things in my son?" The audience was stilled by the question. So the father continued, "I believe that when a child like Shay, who is mentally and physically disabled, comes into the world, an opportunity to realize true human nature presents itself. And it comes in the way other people treat that child." So then he tells the following story. Again, I'm reading this from the father's perspective. "Shay and I walked past a park where some boys Shay knew were playing baseball. Shay asked, 'Do you think they'll let me play?' I knew that most of the boys would not want someone like Shay on their team, but as a father, I also understood that if my son were allowed to play, it would give him a much needed sense of belonging and some confidence to be accepted by others in spite of the handicaps. I approached one of the boys on the field and asked, not expecting much, if Shay could play. The boy looked around for guidance and said, 'Well, we're losing by 6 runs and the game is in the 8th inning. I guess he can be on our team and we'll try to put him into bat in the 9th inning. Shay struggled over to the team's bench and with a broad smile put on a team shirt. I watched with a small tear in my eye and warmth in my heart. The boy saw my joy at my son being accepted. In the bottom of the eighth inning, Shea's team scored a few runs but was still behind by three. In the top of the ninth inning, Shea put on a glove and played in right field. Even though no hits came his way, he obviously was ecstatic just to be in the game and on the field, grinning from ear to ear as I waved to him from the stands. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Shea's team scored again, now with two outs and the bases loaded. Oh my gosh, what a baseball story. It's always two outs, the bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. The potential winning run was on base. And yes, you guessed it, Shea was scheduled to be next at bat. Now, at this juncture, do they let Shea bat and give away their chance to win the game? Surprisingly, Shea was given the bat. Everyone knew that a hit was all but impossible because Shea didn't even know how to hold the bat properly, much less connect with the ball. However, as Shea stepped up to the plate, the pitcher, recognizing that the other team was putting winning aside for this moment in Shea's life, moved a few steps to lob the ball in softly so Shea could at least make contact. The first pitch came and Shea swung clumsily and missed. The pitcher again took a few more steps forward to toss the ball softly towards Shea. As the pitch came in, Shea swung at the ball and hit the ground ball slowly right back to the pitcher. Now, logically, the game would be over because the pitcher would just pick up the ball and throw it to first base and the game would be over. And Shea would have been out and that would have been the end of the game. But instead, the pitcher threw the ball right over the first baseman's head, out of reach of all teammates. Everyone in the stands, both teams, started yelling, "Shea! Shea! Run to first! Run to first!" Never in his life had Shea ever run that far. But he made it to first base. He scampered down the baseline, wide-eyed and startled. Everyone yelled, "Run to second! Run to second!" Catching his breath, Shea awkwardly ran towards second, gleaming and struggling to make it to that base. By the time Shea rounded towards second base, the right fielder had the ball, the smallest guy on their team, who now had his first chance to be the hero for his team. He could have thrown the ball to the second baseman for the tag, but he understood the pitcher's intentions, so he too intentionally threw the ball high and far over the third baseman's head. Shea ran toward third base deliriously as the runners ahead of him circled the bases toward home. All were screaming, "Shea, Shea, 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 all the way!" Shea reached third base because of the opposing shortstop who ran to help him by turning him in the direction of third base and shouted, "Run, run to third!" Shea ran to third. As Shea rounded third, the boys from both teams and the spectators were on their feet screaming, "Shea, Shea, run home, run home!" Shea ran to home, stepped on the plate, and was cheered as the hero who hit the grand slam and won the game for his team. And won the game for his team. "That day," said the father softly, with tears now rolling down his face, "the boys from both teams helped bring a piece of true love and humanity into this world." True love and humanity. Shea didn't make it to another summer. He died that winter, having never forgotten being the hero and making me so happy in coming home to see his mother tearfully embrace her little hero of the day. So now, just a little footnote to the story. We all send thousands of jokes through the email without a second thought, and on Facebook and all the social media things. Sometimes there's crudeness and vulgarity, maybe some obscenities. Public discussion is often suppressed. But I'm going to ask you, if you're thinking about forwarding my podcast, my story on to others so that they can hear this story themselves, chances are You're probably thinking right now, well, who will I send this to? Who will get something out of this? I don't know. Well, the person who sends this to you, that's me, believes that we can all make a difference. And we all have thousands of opportunities every single day to help realize the natural order of things. So, this may seem like a trivial interaction between us today, but do we pass along a little spark of love in humanity? Or do we pass up the opportunity and leave the world a little bit colder in the process? A wise man once said, every society is judged by how it treats its least fortunate amongst them. So you've got two choices. You can either delete this or forward this on to somebody. The choice is yours. May your day be a Shay day. And may God bless everyone who decides to pass this on. And may God bless everyone if you decide not to pass this on. But hopefully, this has had an impact, at least on you for today. As always, make it a great, wonderful rest of your day. This is Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching and Destiny Road. You're only one step away from the journey of your lifetime when you find out what your why is and the purpose for your being on this planet we call Earth. All the best. Take care. Make it a great one. Bye-bye.